You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Salomon Rondon to score and West Brom to win. Was 7-1. It's been enhanced to 9-1. And at Dele Alli to score and Tottenham to win. Was 5-2. That's been enhanced to 3-1. The stunning 2-0 win against Manchester City maintains Spurs' unbeaten record in the league this season, Tom. And at West Brom have only beaten Spurs once in their last 13 meetings in the Premier League. Heung-min Son has stepped up in the absence of Harry Kane. He's got 6 in his last 7. And he's definitely been the one that shouldered the burden so far. And he's 6-4 to score any time. West Brom versus Spurs. Will Spurs continue to roll here, Tom?
Yes, they will. I actually think it's been a good thing, the Kane injury. I think he needed a rest, which he's going to get. And actually, it's proved to Tottenham they can play maybe just as well without him, and they've got other players that can kind of fill in. I was very, very impressed with Tottenham before the break. And going into the international break, with everything that was going on, I think it was kind of lost a little bit, that performance. You know, everything that happened sort of that following week and during that week. I thought it was brilliant. And Man City didn't play badly in that game either. Man City were okay. It was just Tottenham were brilliant. And they look like they've taken it on a level from last year. I was a bit surprised. I don't necessarily look at the league table very often, but I was stunned to see West Brom in ninth place. I mean, I know there's not many points between them and kind of even the bottom three. We've only got a 5-point gap there. But they're ninth in the table, but I'm not buying that West Brom are even a half-decent side. They were awful against Middlesbrough in officially, quote-unquote, the worst Premier League game I've ever seen. And, they failed to beat Stoke. They failed to beat Sunderland. I know they might look at it and say, good points away from home, but I'm not having West Brom at all. The only thing I would say about this is, Tottenham won't win this with plenty of goals. I can't see there being loads of goals. You know, West Brom are what they are. They don't concede many. I know they had that mad game against West Ham, but generally, their games this season have been under 1.5 goals, under 2.5 goals. Tottenham themselves, 5 of their last 7 games have been under 2.5 goals. And apart from that rout against Gillingham, it's just not happened. You know, they were 2-1 at Middlesbrough. But generally, they're getting it done, aren't they, with clean sheets and 1-2 goals. So I know every now and then Spurs do it. You know, they've walloped Stoke and a few other teams. But I can't see it being that kind of game. I see it being a tight match that ultimately Tottenham will win. I mean, put it this way, if you can beat Man City 2-0, yeah, you can have no problems at West Brom, are you?
I agree with Tom about West Brom having no real stars, Derek, but I think Salomon Rondon is a good striker. I really think he is a decent Premier League striker. Tottenham are 8-11 to win this game. Is that the right price, Derek?
A few years ago, you said definitely no, because you've never touched Tottenham odds on away from home, but it's a definite yes, they will win this one. It's unbelievable. When you said West Brom were ninth in the table there, Tom, I couldn't believe them. I've just had to check. I thought it'd be 15, 16, something like that. I mean, how did Clans at ninth? Where have they been getting these points? I mean, unbelievably, they took 4 points from Tottenham last season. That was a Tottenham team going for the league. Still don't quite know how that happened. But, yeah, you're right. They murdered Man City, Tottenham, last time. I've absolutely murdered them. They scored as many goals against Man City as England scored against Malta, by the way. And it's a sensational result and performance. And for them to mess that up, to ruin that by not taking 3 points here, it's unthinkable under this manager. He'll have them settled. The only worry, lately, of course, is they've got a Champions League match next week, haven't they? So that's a slight worry. But even so, 8-11. And it won't be a bagful, because Spurs don't look the team that's going to put bagfuls. They look like the Arsenal of old. 1-0 win will do us. It could well be 1-0. In fact, I might well even go for that, a 1-0 win for Tottenham.
1-0 to Tottenham, 11-2. If you're looking for a West Brom goal scorer and you want a mug bet this weekend, maybe look at Nasser Chadli. He's been involved in 5 of West Brom's last 6 Premier League goals, scoring 3 of them. And he's now got 3-4 for the Baggies. That's as many as he got in his previous 30 with Tottenham in the Premier League. Nasser Chadli is 13-5 to score at any time in this game. But both Derek and Tom going with Spurs to 8-11 to win that game at the Hawthorns on Saturday.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.